With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for joining me. On today's edition of the program, we'll listen to music to mark two major events, the Feast of the Ascension and the national holiday, Memorial Day. Beautiful sacred choral and organ music by the likes of C.V. Stanford, William Byrd, John Ireland, Dan Locklear, and many others. We'll start with a favorite anthem for the day, composed by Gerald Finzi in 1951. God Is Gone Up is a brilliant setting of a 17th century meditation by Edward Taylor, and in addition to strong choral writing, explores the full resources of the organ. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, accompanied by Andrew Lucas. God Is Gone Up by Gerald Finzi, sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed with Andrew Lucas at the organ. The hymn Hail Thee Festival Day has words that are specific for the two feasts of Easter and Ascension, along with some shared text. Written in the 6th century by Venantius Fortunatus, it received an expansive musical setting by Ray Vaughan Williams in 1906. It's somewhat unique in that it provides different melodies for alternating verses, all joined together with its rousing refrain. John Eyre leads the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir in this recording.
Thank you.
John Eyre led the Memphis Boy Choir and Chamber Choir, along with brass, organ, and percussion, in the hymn Hail Thee Festival Day. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. From the book of Acts, the story of the Ascension includes the question, You people of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The Latin text, Viri Galilei, goes on to quote the O Clap Your Hands verses from Psalm 47. We'll hear William Byrd's marvelous setting of this introit for Ascension sung by the Cambridge Singers. John Rutter conducts. Viri Galilei by William Byrd was sung by the Cambridge Singers, led by John Rutter. Among Charles Villiers Stanford's works, the three motets of Opus 135 from 1913 are somewhat less well-known than their earlier counterparts, three motets Opus 38. These Opus 135 motets are in English as opposed to Latin, and in somewhat larger forms than the earlier set, and we'll listen to the third of the set, Glorious and Powerful God, We Understand Thy Dwelling is on High Above the Starry Sky. Donald Hunt leads the choir of Worcester Cathedral.
Glorious and powerful God, we understand thy dwelling is on high.
Glorious and Powerful God by C.V. Stanford was sung by the choir of Worcester Cathedral. Donald Hunt directed. The lovely hymn tune St. Botolph by 20th century composer Gordon Slater sets words by living hymn writer Brian Wren in our next selection, When Christ Was Lifted from the Earth. Richard Webster leads the Voices of Trinity Church Boston, accompanied by Colin Lynch. When Christ Was Lifted from the Earth, a hymn by Brian Wren, set to a tune by Gordon Slater. The Voices of Trinity Church Boston were directed by Richard Webster. Reflective organ music by Gerald Neer is next, as we transition from celebrating the Feast of the Ascension to music to mark Memorial Day, the solemn holiday remembering those who gave their lives in service to our country, instituted 3 years after the end of the Civil War. Land of Rest is an American folk tune from the mid-19th century, and we'll listen to Sarah Band on Land of Rest by Gerald Neer. Eric Plutz performs on the organ of St. John's Cathedral, Denver. Saraband on Land of Rest by Gerald Neer was played by Eric Plutz on the Kimball organ at St. John's Cathedral, Denver. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. John Ireland's beloved anthem, Greater Love Hath No Man, was written in 1912 for Charles McPherson and the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, where he was sub-organist. In 1924, Ireland orchestrated the work, originally intended for Passiontide, but appropriate, too, for our observance of Memorial Day. It's this orchestrated version that we'll hear, performed by the London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra, led by Richard Hickox. Soloists are soprano Paula Bott and baritone Bryn Terville.
Thank you.
The London Symphony Chorus and Orchestra, with soloists Bryn Terfel and Paula Bott, performed Greater Love Hath No Man by John Ireland. Richard Hickox conducted. Music of Sir Edward Elgar is next as we listen to his beautiful setting of words by Cardinal John Henry Newman. The part song, They Are at Rest, was composed in 1909 and premiered in January 1910 on the anniversary of the death of Queen Victoria. Nigel Short leads Tenebrae in this recording. They Are at Rest by Edward Elgar was performed by Tenebrae. Nigel Short conducted. Isaac Watts is said to have written the poem There is a Land of Pure Delight on a summer day while gazing across the Gulf River, Southampton Water. Grayston Ives has composed a lovely setting of the six stanzas of the text, and we'll hear it performed by the Cathedral Schola from the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. Dale Ottleman conducts with David Fishburne at the organ. Thank you. The Cathedral Schola from the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta sang There is a Land of Pure Delight by Greyston Ives, former Informator Choristorum at Magdalen College, Oxford. Dale Ottoman conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Beatitudes provide the text for Dan Locklear's gentle and moving anthem, Remembrance, composed in 2006 in memory of his parents. An antiphon, Remember Your Servants, Lord, unifies the 9 verses of the text set for 4-part choir, alternating with verses by 4-part men's and 4-part women's forces. We'll listen to a recording featuring the ensemble Sospiri, led by Christopher Watson. They're joined by trumpeter Ellie Lovegrove and organist Jeremy Cole. Soloist is George Paris. Remembrance by Dan Locklear. The ensemble Sospiri was conducted by Christopher Watson with trumpeter Ellie Lovegrove and organist Jeremy Cole. We'll return to Music for Ascension as we listen to the fiery and brilliant final movement of the suite L'Ascension by Olivier Messiaen. Outburst of Joy from a Soul Longing for Heaven is performed by David Kienzel on the organ of St. Mary's Episcopal Cathedral in Memphis. Outburst of Joy from L'Ascension by Olivier Messiaen. David Kienzel performed at St. Mary's Cathedral in Memphis. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to celebrate the Feast of the Ascension and the observance of Memorial Day in the U.S. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.